So there's three parcels of land that the city's owned for quite some time. And before I got involved in the elected stuff, I was on a committee that tried to look at this stuff, and we interviewed people maybe 6 or 7 years ago to figure out if there's a way of economically working it out with a private-public partnership. And at the time, it didn't really work out. Someone in the private sector has come forward, and they've proposed to do rentals by using a low-income housing tax credit.
Okay.
And so between the tax credits and the money generated from the revenue of affordable housing sale, they can build something of substance. We have council direction in a couple of stages. One is that they're going to be rentals. Two is that one person's going to do all of them at the same time. We haven't built a lot of rentals recently, and we'll see how that goes. The real question is going to be about, has to do with density and how many front doors, so to speak. And the real plan is that the developer gets 15 years of rent out of it. And that's what's in it for them. And then after 15 years, the city has a chance to buy them back. And we can keep them rentals. We could turn them into ownership if that's the way we want to go.
Why did it take so long to get some gears moving on these properties?
Oh, Allison, you know the wheels of government. They are not like a Ferrari that I wish I owned. I think when I was first involved way back when, the math didn't work for whatever reasons at the time, whether it was revenue or expenses.
For the city to spend it by them.
For the city to partner up with someone that stimulated a private developer to get involved to make sure the math worked out from a density standpoint, which is really important, as well as a cost standpoint to the city. And Burlingame 2 stage A and B were coming along. And so I think from a macro level, it got put on the back burner. The staff fired it up about 6 months ago or about a year ago. And so those three parcels will hopefully play out. And after that, there's a Burlingame 3 or 2C, whatever the staff wants to look at calling that is bringing in another 60, 70, 80 units or something like that of substance. And, you know, those will be ownership and not exclusively for families, but it'll fill up families. And there's talk, should we have a child care facility out of Burlingame, and all sorts of interesting things going on about kind of this growth issue and demographics.
But for these three parcels, what's in it for the developer is 15 years from now, they have the opportunity to sell it to the city.
Yeah, my understanding is that
can the city afford that?
Well, I mean, I guess we'll have to see at the time. Okay. I mean, the 5-year long-term funding plan for APSHA housing, it's called the 150 fund, but it's basically the pot of money that goes from the real estate transfer tax from the Wheeler, the city sales tax, and mitigation. And those three kind of funnels go into this 150 bucket, and that 150 bucket is what builds a lot of the affordable housing in town. And so that, assuming some things happen in Burlingame and everything else, there's $25 or $30 million in there.
If the city can't afford to buy those buildings and someone else buys them, or that same developer keeps managing them, do they stay affordable housing?
They will. The private public partnership has a couple of tenants that can't be broken one way or the other. And the people we're working with, I don't know how many dozens of projects they've already done, and they come with good reputation, is that it remains deed restricted forever. It's just a matter of who actually owns the asset underneath it. And, you know, while it's nice for the city to own it, it doesn't need to be. And we don't really care who owns it. We just care that it's housing valuable people in our community.